And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KG. Jeff, callers, I know I would get to you here in just a second, but first we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And this morning, and Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Candy, first of all, last week, the auction, pretty good last week.
It was so much fun to absolutely, do that. Thanks for helping us.
Absolutely. What did we end up with on a total, or do we have a total yet?
Still working on the logistics, make sure everybody gets everything picked up. So if you won something and you haven't picked it up, call me. We still have several items. But right. I think overall between that and the Facebook auction, we are looking at close to 3,000.
That's so awesome. So, and that'll definitely help out with the maintenance of the building. And that building is definitely a treasure here in Coffeyville. So that was a lot of fun last week, though. I had a blast, a lot of activity here in the studio. It was a lot of fun last week.
Yeah, it was. I've never had, never done anything like that. So it was something different, but I loved it. It was fun. And our community needed something. I mean, we haven't been able to have events, so at least we could call in and have some silliness.
Exactly. It was a lot of fun last week. Definitely enjoyed that on a Friday. Well, Candy, of course, this is the last Wednesday of the month, so it's virtual CNN. I do believe we'll have the in-person CNN next week.
Yes.
Do you happen to know where that's at next week?
Yes, I am very excited next week, because actually today I don't have very much. So if there's anything you want to talk about later, let me know. But I'm super excited for next week, because we're going to be at Carter Automotive, and they're celebrating their 100 years. So it's going to be kind of a fun event, too, you know, besides the CNN. I think they're having some open houses next week and some other activities. So just be on the watch for that. But that's exciting, because we get to be at Carter. We get to be in person. We get to have fun. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of announcements. Yes.
That's again, another Coffeyville business that's been around for a long, 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 long time.
I know. It's just been amazing. I don't know what it was about this year that everything kind of got started up, but we've had so many celebrations. I have one. I won't tell you, but I'm supposed to be going to them on Friday, I think, to take a picture. So they are celebrating. And then another one that is going to be a week after that. So businesses, yes, that was... If you're looking at starting a business, maybe Coffeyville's the place to go. If you've got all these long-standing businesses that have been here 75, 100 years, that's a good sign.
Yeah, and let Candy know about it. They've been around. I tell you what, a lot of towns in this area kind of popped up at the same time, because Candy, they're having their 150th celebration. Mm-hmm. Indy's having theirs. I think Parsons is having theirs as well. It's just all those towns kind of popped up around the same time. And I mean, Coffeyville had theirs back in, what, 2019?
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all the towns kind of popped up around the same time, which is kind of cool, though, because then there's lots of celebrations all over the place. All right, Candy. So, of course, we had the virtual CNN today. And you said you don't have a whole lot, but you get some pretty good stuff on there.
A few things, yeah. So one is we have Marcy Roberts with the Montgomery County Health Coalition. And I kind of mentioned this a while back, but they partnered together with LeBec County as well with a special program with Blue Cross Blue Shield. And we basically got a grant to work on some health initiatives for our community. It's one of those things that we know is important. If you have a healthy community, you have a thriving community. So one of the things that they're doing right now, though, is a survey so they can kind of gather what the community knows or thinks about activities here, everything from healthy eating to physical activity, tobacco prevention, you name it. But that survey only takes 5 minutes, and they need as many people to fill it out as possible, because that's what we're going to be using to go, okay, here's some programs we want to work on, and here's some initiatives, and here's how Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help us. That is on their Facebook page. It's on a couple different websites. But if you want to just call the chamber, I can let you know how to get that. I can send you the link to it. But we're trying to get everybody to get that survey completed. So starting to yesterday, what was the 22nd?
Yesterday was the 23rd.
Okay, so it was starting Monday. But Monday, clear all this week and up until March 5th, the city of Coffeyville will be stepping up patrols around the schools in hopes to kind of make sure everybody's wearing their seatbelts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a special safety patrol, and they will be issuing citations. So just wear your seatbelt, be safe, and especially do that around the school zones. But be watching for that right now.
Yeah, that's almost automatic with me the minute I get in. Because if I like start driving, I mean, which is very rare where I drive without a seatbelt, I feel naked. It just feels weird without having that on me. And my kids are real good about it as well. Always, hey, guys, are you strapped in? I always, instead of saying, are you buckled in? I always do strapped in because they think it sounds a lot cooler, yeah. You know? So I always ask them if they're strapped in, and I'll look back, and that's the first thing they do when they jump in the car. So,
and then if you have one of their newer, you know, I say newer, not even newer, but I mean, the last 20 years, they've got the dinging on it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
They'll get ding, 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 ding. So my car will definitely tell me if I forget.
Yeah, my car will be like, hey, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So this is exciting. Save the date. June 4th through the 6th, they're going to have a Comet Camper Campout. That's an interesting phrase.
Say that three times fast.
Yes. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but back in the day, there was a company that made Comet Campers. They're little bitty cute campers. I mean, they're called vintage now, but they're really cute. And so they were actually made here in Coffeyville for quite some time, for a few years. And so we wanted to bring that group back and have this big old celebration. So if you know someone that has a Comet camper, didn't have to be Comet, any camper, they're going to probably bring hundreds of campers together, have kind of some food trucks and some games, and just let everybody in the community get to see it. So Lisa Brookover is actually getting everybody to call her so she can gauge how much interest there is in this event. And that way we can plan how much food trucks do we have and how much other stuff we want to plan for. But that'll be in June, and you can call Lisa Brookover and call me at the chamber, and I can give you her number.
So one of those things, save the date type thing.
Yes, save the date, June, because you kind of want to plan early and kind of, I mean, it'll be here before we
know. Yeah, exactly.
So. June's not too far away. So next month, we're excited. The Brown Mansion Tours will start back up. They always kind of take some time to get all the decorations down from Christmas and get it all cleaned and ready to go and starting to have tours again. So that'll happen in March. And I will say, if there's anybody out there listening that is wanting to volunteer, even if it's just one day a week or one day a month, whatever, I know the Brown Mansion is looking for volunteers, the Dalton Defenders Museum, and the Air Museum. All three are looking for volunteers. They are strictly volunteer-based run. And so if we don't have enough volunteers, we end up having to close those iconic places.
Yeah, and that's no bueno.
It is not. We have hundreds, thousands of visitors that come here to Coffeyville just for all of our historical pieces. And so just volunteer. Give them a call. Now, coming up later this week on the 26th, Miss Kate's Mercantile is going to be having a Mardi Gras meal. That'll be during the lunch hour from 11 to 2. Gumbo, shrimp boil, red beans and rice, everything you can imagine.
Give me just a big old bowl of red beans and rice. Yes. I'm
I
happy
love
boy
Cajun
at that.
Food.
Oh, yes,
it.
Absolutely. Give me a po' boy sandwich anytime.
Yes,
oh, my gosh,
yes.
So good.
Our Rotary organization used to have a Mardi Gras big event every year, and we didn't get to have it last year, and so I miss it so much. Or this year, I guess. This year, not this year. Now, she will have some available just for walk-ins, but to ensure that you get your good food, reservations or call in ahead of time and make sure you get your order. So this was something I shared in our newsletter this week. For those listeners out there that are with Evergy, they announced this week that they are not increasing rates. So there's a lot of panic after, you know, the bad storm last week. And they have said nothing will be going up on your rates, nothing like that. However, you will see higher bills, and that's just because your usage is going to be up. I mean, our systems had to run. I mean, I felt kind of bad for my heating system that week. I mean,
mine too.
I was like, oh, you poor thing, because it was running nonstop.
I was running at 80 pretty much nearly the entire time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so you'll see an increase in bills. Just know that. But I know the City of Coffeyville, Evergy, all those companies will work out payment plans if you have a really high bill. You know, they'll definitely work with you, so don't panic on that. But the good news, no rates are increasing. There's nothing going to be crazy
right,
on
yeah,
that. So.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, not having, because you've seen those bills down in Texas where people are getting charged, like, I think it was one that the guy had like $12,000 bill, and it's just like, what is going on? Where you?
Yeah.
And definitely, I would protest that.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, I mean, I know not a lot, but it seems like that company down in Texas, they were taking advantage of an emergency. Mm-hmm. At least that's my opinion on it. And it sounds like Evergy did not do that.
Yeah. They know it's going to be higher because you used more.
But you used it the entire, like I said, I had my heat on the entire time, almost for 3 days straight. I live in a mobile home, so I had to keep it running around 80 degrees just to keep it normal inside the house.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Evergy doing the great thing.
Right. So. They're trying to work with that. So. Coming up, we have professional headshots at the Chamber on March 9th and 10th. And that's a great thing for whether it's your LinkedIn profile or Facebook, your website, a new business card, anything. We always need to have something kind of a nice, professional look in case you need to send that out. So we do that. We try to do that almost every year or every other year. So it's coming up. It's only $10 if you're a Chamber member. It's $40 if you're a non-Chamber member. But call us at the Chamber. We'll get that scheduled for you, get those headshots done, and you'll have those. And the last couple things I was just going to say was we are searching for a part-time helper at the Chamber. We have a lot of new projects we want to work on, but, there's only two of us and plus our tourism director. And so it's kind of hard to get as much stuff as we want to, and we'd like to do more, but we need to hire somebody. If you know anybody looking for part-time work that has some experience with computers and databases and research, we'd love to have you give me a call and I'll tell you more. And I think that's about it, but I just wanted to kind of throw this out there. If you have a burning question, you want to know more about something, just let me know and I'll bring it next week. So, you can contact me anytime and say, hey, I'd love to hear more about XYZ on the radio. Will you share this with us. So anything that you want us to include on the radio or in our newsletters, just let us know because I'm always searching for good topics and information that I can share with our community. So,
and for if they want to share something with you guys, how can they get a hold of you?
You can call us. We are at 251-2550, 251-2550. You can come by anytime. You can email. My email is on the website. You can message us on Facebook. You could probably send a pigeon carrier, but I wouldn't recommend it. You can pretty much any way you want to try to get a hold of us, just we're here for you.
If it gets there by pigeon carrier, I applaud that person.
Well, so. We have a lot of pigeons on our roof, so, so we could just capture one of those and say, hey, help me out.
go, set you free. All right. Yeah. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.